The entertainmentnerds.com podcast, not for the opinions of entertainment nerds, management, employees, affiliates, you, me, anyone you know, be cool, don't sue. Hi everyone, it is Friday, October 17th, 2008. I am your host, Adam Paulus, for the Entertainment Earth podcast. We are here to tell you about toys and stuff, and about the fact that my city is on fire, right? Well, not right now, it's mostly contained, but earlier in the week you could drive around and the place smelled sort of like a bad hickory smoking, and apparently a lot of the people who work at where I work, we've had fires that you could see from your homes. I could just see the smoke and smell it inside, which, let me tell you, is good times. But it's scary. But enough of that. Let's talk about something even scarier with movie news. Most frightening of all, last weekend at the box office, Beverly Hills Chihuahua had its second week at number one with $17.5 million. It was followed by Quarantine, Body of Lies, Eagle Eye, and Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. This weekend at the box office, new movies include W, Secret Life of Bees, Sex Drive, and Max Payne. For those of you in the pop culture TV and DVD segment, Star Wars Clone Wars Episode 4 is on this weekend. Last weekend's was fantastic. If you missed it, I feel sorry for you because it was full of really cool things. This week looks like it's going to be an action-packed episode where stuff actually happens, which is very important to me as a TV watcher and as a guy who likes to collect action figures. Star Trek photos are leaking everywhere. J.J. Abrams' new movie had a big push this week at almost every major movie and Star Trek fan site was given one exclusive image to show off to its readership, and of course they posted links to the other ones. So go to TrekMovie.com, AintItCoolNews.com, and other sites for a look at Kirk, Spock, Vulcan Neck Pinches, the Enterprise set, Red Shirts Who Are Sure to Die, and much, much more. I can say it looks pretty great. Interestingly, it looks very much like 1970s, 1980s, early 80s more than it does 1960s, but it still looks very interesting. The Freaks and Geeks Yearbook Edition DVD is coming to retail this November. It's been out for a few years as an internet exclusive, and it's going to be over $100. It looks like the lowest price I could find is $112, so if you want to see Freaks and Geeks, you may wish to consider getting the non-yearbook edition, which is closer to $40. Best Week Ever. VH1's Best Week Ever is undergoing a format change. Reports say that Paul F. Tompkins, a hilarious comedian who you should hear his stand-up stuff and watch anything he does on TV because about 80% of it's excellent, he's going to be taking over as the only host on Best Week Ever, effectively transforming it into what appears to be The Soup on VH1. The Soup on E! Is an excellent show, which you should also watch, and it's hilarious every Friday. So, hey, that's twice the clip show fun for you, I guess. I don't know when the new Paul F. Tompkins Best Week Ever starts, but I will definitely check it out at least once, or twice, or every week. Toy news! McFarlane Toys' Call of Duty figures are now available. These World War II soldiers can be found at entertainmentearth.com, and honestly, of all the toy stores I've gone to, that's the only place I've seen it so far. Doesn't hurt that I work there, but that's where I see it. Big Lebowski, hey, Entertainment Earth has an exclusive! They're going to have a 1,008-piece exclusive Jesus Quintana bobblehead with his blue bowling outfit from later in the movie. It was seen in a couple of shots, and it's going to be a very short run. So if you like the Jesus, and I can't say that word on this podcast, you should just go ahead and order it. It's going to look pretty great from what I understand. Transformers. The Legends Class animated toys of Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and Prowl are now showing up. I have not seen them, but I can't wait to get the Bumblebee. Happy hunting. Also, Hasbro has officially started a official Q&A program with fan sites with their design team. You can find these on fan sites such as 16bit.com. Hey, I write for that one! Transformers World 2005, TFW2005.com, TheAllSpark.com, Cybertron.com, TFormers.com, and many more. On 16bit.com, I asked the questions, and this week one of the five was about the upcoming Legends Brawn toy, which you should totally pre-order because it's awesome. Early pictures showed both black wheels and green wheels. The green wheels made it look like the entire toy was green. It wasn't very good. The black wheels looked awesome. Hasbro confirmed they will be black wheels. So check your favorite Transformers and toy fan sites for more on this exciting new program, which will be taking place every 2 months. DC Universe. If you like the Mattel Infinite Heroes action figures, Wave 2 is out, and we have stock at Entertainment Earth today. We also have revision cases if you don't like this particular assortment. So, figures you can find right now include Black Hand, the Atom, Black Adam and the Atom, Quad Weaponer, Shazam, Manhunter Robot, Batwoman, The Question, and Wildcat. Missing still are Batman and Superman, for reasons I do not know or understand. G.I. Joe, the latest wave is now available. That means you might be able to find the Cobra Bazooka Trooper, Croc Master, and the Wraith right now. Check your local mailboxes or stores, or maybe mailboxes and local stores would make more sense. Also, EntertainmentEarth.com has the Cobra Firebat with AVAC in stock right now. Tell your friends. I haven't even seen these in the wild yet, and I've been looking. Also, if you're looking for G.I. Joe 25th Anniversary figures, EntertainmentEarth.com has six different assortments on sale available in stock today. Video games. For the Wii this week, you can download the Sega Genesis Street Fighter II Special Champion Edition. You don't want to. You can download the Super NES game Secret of Mana, which you absolutely must download. It is the finest 16-bit video game of all time. I say this as the guy who runs 16bit.com. It is an RPG action game. It combines elements from Final Fantasy and Zelda in a delightful confection that you really will not find anywhere else. A lot of other games have attempted to recapture its look and feel, including its own sequels, and failed miserably. It is spectacular. It is wonderful. It's like $8, and if you don't download it, you're a bad, bad person. Also downloadable this week for the WiiWare service are Cubello and World of Goo, both of which are getting very positive reviews. I have not had an opportunity to play either yet, but hey, it sounds excellent, doesn't it? For the Xbox 360, you can download the pirate strategy game Age of Booty, which was designed in part by Halo's multiplayer team. And also, you can download Crazy Mouse, which is the very first Xbox Live arcade game developed in mainland China. Its reviews aren't exactly positive, but I'd be curious to try the demo. If you own a PlayStation 3, or if you own an Xbox 360, take note! Kotaku.com has confirmed this very morning that I am recording this, that you will be able to play Darth Vader versus Yoda on Soul Calibur 4. But Adam, you say, didn't they confirm specifically that would never happen? Yes, they lied to you. Downloadable content is going to make both of these characters available in Japan in the next couple of months. To play as Vader on the Xbox 360 or as Yoda on the PlayStation 3, it will cost you about $5 in whatever fake currency you use on your console. So that's kind of unfortunate, but at least they're going to make it available, so I don't think anyone actually did this, but instead of buying both consoles and both versions. It's very annoying, and the whole downloadable content thing is getting on my nerves. I don't know about yours, but at least you can get it. Or, if you're like me, at least you can get it when Soul Calibur 4 goes down to $19.99 in a few months, which it no doubt will. New from Entertainment Earth. We have warehouse finds galore. If you are looking for old Gentle Giant items you might not have ordinarily been able to order from Entertainment Earth, today may be your lucky day. We have the black and white Luke Skywalker maquette, previously in Japan only. We are going to have the Chrome 100th bust-ups for Bubba Fett, which is really cool. I own one. I like it. The Series 3 and Series 6 of the bust-ups are going to return in stock soon, or so we're told. You can get your pre-order in today. And we've also still have a wonderful Not Mint sale that's going to run through the end of the month. Most of the fantastical items are gone, but a lot of really good stuff is left, and a lot of stuff that we have a lot of is left. So if you're looking for some Star Wars action figures from last year, if you're looking for Indiana Jones action figures, if you're looking for, oh, let's go to the site and see what we have in stock right now, anime statues. If you're looking for high-end Barbie dolls, if you're looking for Indiana Jones Ekator Temple race game for $12, Spider-Man Unleashed action figure for $11, Chuck D., Robert Phillips, Patrick Dempsey from Disney's Enchanted. We have 220 items remaining in stock right now. We start off with 555, so we've sold quite a few. And right now, the vast majority of items are under $20. Actually, it looks like we only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 items remaining that are over $20. So these are really cheap items, really great items. They're all about 50% off from their original price. It's well worth looking into. If there's anything you're missing in your collection, or more accurately, if you have anyone to shop for this holiday season who's not really picky about the box condition, they're not necessarily damaged, they're just not mint. And that's why we're passing the savings along to you at EntertainmentEarth.com today. That's all the news for this week. Now time for me to ramble a little bit. What have I been doing, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. Last weekend I drove around a lot before everything caught on fire to go look for new exclusives. The Walmart exclusive Republic Gunship and A-Wing Fighter are now available. So if you're out in the market looking for those, we don't sell those at Entertainment Earth. And if you like exclusives, they're both pretty great. The bad news is the Republic Gunship is $50, which is, I believe, the most Hasbro has ever charged for a Republic Gunship toy. Or I guess in this case, Walmart has charged for it. Previous exclusives were between $30 and $45. Because I'm a sucker, I bought them all. also, what else do we got? I've been listening to the Star Wars radio drama from 1981. If you've never heard it, NPR put this on. It's like a podcast. Each episode's about a half an hour. When you take away all the credits, it's probably more like 24 minutes. But they got Anthony Daniels and Mark Hamill to do it, as well as a bunch of voice actors, radio people, and the really awesome late great Brock Peters does Darth Vader. It has deleted scenes from the movie, original scenes created for the radio drama. All like Biggs and his buddies are there, and a lot more backstory. Actually, there's a lot more going on with like the hours before Star Wars took place, which is really cool, and I enjoy that very much. I think you'd like it if you're a Star Wars fan. Also, I beat Mega Man 9. Thank you. It was spectacular. You should get it. It's on the Wii, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. If you're the kind of person who might like an 8-bit NES-style game anyway, you should get it. And I'm still playing through Lost Odyssey on the Xbox, and at the rate I'm going, I'll still be playing it in about 3 months. It's a very long game, and you do lots and lots of watching. If you are a clearance hunter, you may find Lost Odyssey at your local Target for $14.98 right now. That's what I paid for mine. I've seen it around town. It's a very good game for the money, but like I said, you do a lot more watching than you do doing. Instead of, it does have random battles, but there aren't enough, and there are a lot of cutscenes. So I have to give them credit for making a spectacular looking game that just feels and plays like just years ahead of anything else I've seen recently. But on the other hand, it's a little bit slow paced. Oh, I also got the PopCap Arcade Volume 1, which has Bejeweled, Zuma, Astro Pop, and Feeding Frenzy for Xbox, which may not sound exciting to you. It may sound like bragging, but I paid $5 for it, and I'm cheap. So I went ahead and got that, and the household in which I live enjoys it very much so far. It's well worth the $5, because just Bejeweled is $10 if you download it from the Xbox Live Arcade service. So that was a target as well. So happy hunting this weekend as you start to go around looking for holiday gifts. Don't forget to check clearance racks, and of course, Entertainment Earth's not mint sale, because that's going to end in a little under 2 weeks. And oh, just because you're still listening, don't forget Clone Wars is on tonight, as well as a lot of other great shows. The new TV season's here. The Office is on. Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update Thursday is on. And the ratings for it are spectacular, which I guess are okay for technically a two-sketch show. And I wish I had more exciting things to tell you about. Oh, one last thing. This will be my last thing. I found another podcast I really like. I may have mentioned it before. It's called The Sound of Young America. It's on MaximumFun.org. Basically, they interview musicians and comedians and performers that I am personally very interested in. You might be, too, or you might not know who they are yet, but you might like them. Because, like, the guy who did the end song for Portal on the Xbox, Jonathan Coulton, was there. Patton Oswalt did an interview. The guys who make Venture Brothers did a show. I just listened to one yesterday with Mike Birbiglia. He's hilarious. Paul F. Tompkins did a show. It's a very, very good interview program. I guess it's aired on some NPR stations, but it's largely an internet-only show. Janine Garofalo just did one recently. Human Giant did one. I'm easily entertained with great content, and this, my friends, because I'm going to invoke John McCain for some reason, is a fantastic podcast. So give it a try when you're done with this one, of course, because you have to listen to the Entertainment Earth podcast. This one's really entertaining, too. So check it out, and I will see all of you guys next week. Don't forget, you can email me at adam.paulus@gmail.com, adam.paulus@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/enterth. See you guys next time.